We have brought up this advice columnist before, Ask Eric. And this is the most explosive Ask Eric column of all time.
Wow.
Saw it yesterday, and a woman writes, and it's, I know this is going to sound shocking, but I have fallen in love with my first cousin.
Ooh.
It happens.
Okay.
What different reactions?
Ooh. I think we just covered the entire spectrum.
It happens. It happens.
We got,
Who hasn't? who hasn't had a cousin at a reunion that you're
have a couple drinks? I mean.
Yes, yes. Well, she says, I fall in love with my first cousin. Now, before you immediately judge me.
Too late.
God, both of you.
You said cousin.
I know. Here's what happened. When we were younger, teenagers, 30 years ago, we both knew there was something between us, but neither of us ever said a word. I was attracted to him. I know he was attracted to me. He went on to get married to someone else. I never got married. I always held a pining for my first cousin. Life took us in different directions. Fast forward to 6 weeks ago. We're at a family funeral. My first cousin is divorced. Later that night, we had some drinks. We admitted to each other what we had been feeling all these years. A huge weight came off both our shoulders. He's divorced now. We went back to my hotel room and made love.
Kissing cousins.
She's not making it better.
Don't judge her.
Too late.
Too late.
I have felt things with him I have never felt with any other man.
I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
He's divorced. We're both 45 years old. And for the first time in my life, I feel like I'm with someone who truly wants the same things I do.
Well, yeah, your family.
Same family values.
I can't imagine why we have such a great connection. I can.
I really believe this is the person I'm supposed to spend the rest of my life with. The problem is the stigma and our family. Now, we're never going to have kids. We're never going to have... We're both in our mid-40s. He's got two kids from the first marriage.
And the marriage would be illegal in most states.
I don't even think she wants to be married. It doesn't sound like... She just wants to be with him. I'm terrified of telling our family.
You should be.
You just move away.
Mm-hmm. And be together.
If that's what you want.
But I think she's close. It sounds like they're close with him, and they're both there for the funeral and everything.
I just wouldn't say anything. Ever.
Have a secret affair forever.
But you want to live your life. I mean, they may move in together, you know? They may get married. They may not.
Yeah, we're just friends. We're cousins. We like to live together.
They're cousins, period.
I know people will have opinions. At the same time, I'm tired of hiding the fact that the first relationship I've ever had that's made me genuinely happy is right in front of me. I want to scream it from the rooftops.
I love my cousin.
Do that.
I'm doing my cousin.
My family has worried about me and my relationships for years. I want them to see me happy for once in my life. Mm-mm. He's the only man that's ever made me happy. I'm scared they'll reject both of us and maybe even cut us out of their lives.
Well, that's going to happen.
You think?
Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. Mm. I don't hate this.
You're okay with it?
I'm okay with
it. There's no kids or anything.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
A brother or immediate family, I get. A cousin... I don't know why this doesn't bother me that much.
The first cousin.
I would never marry my cousin, but I think if somebody wants to, they should be able to.
I don't know.
I don't know.
No, that is the hottest take you've ever had.
Yeah, I don't know about that. First cousin?
Mm.
Now, third cousin, maybe, but first.
Well, there's love, though.
I mean, there's love there. You can tell. Yeah. She's in love.
But okay, this would be different because this happens that when people date online, sometimes...
You accidentally.
They will hook up with somebody and then come to find out it's their half-sibling or something like that. Yeah. And they're like, well, I'm conflicted, which, you know, it's still weird, still gross. But that she grew up with this person the whole time that this is wrong. And it's almost like the fact that it was wrong turns her on.
Ooh,
And it were legal, she wouldn't even like him.
She just said what I was thinking. I think that it feels... kind of like, ooh, this is sin.
It's naughty.
We shouldn't be doing this, which makes things more exciting.
But they denied a passion for each other for a while when they were young.
And then, but
now they've rekindled.
But now it's like,
Well, okay, is it all right if they go on with the relationship? Let's say they don't tell the family. Is it okay if they just, because they're not going to have kids, they're both in their 40s, you know, whatever.
Whatever. Mm. I mean, I can't BB Shea it and say I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it's just,
I just kind of feel like first cousins are off, even, they're off limits.
Yeah, to me, first cousin's like immediate.
It's like
that's not even second cousin.
I mean, I would just basically say to her, you can have anybody in the world you want. You want your first cousin.
Yeah, you see your cousins at every family function.
But she said she's dated, you know, several men through the years, and they've all treated her badly, or she's wound up unhappy, and she's always wanted this guy.
But I think that's some of her own doing, because she's. It sounds to me like she never opened herself up to anything because she's always wanted her cousin.
Well, I don't know where you get that. I mean, they denied each other. I mean, like many times, I mean, for whatever reason, it doesn't work out. You move on to somebody else. She certainly could have gotten married to somebody. There are other people out there. You know, there.
That's just it. Is, I mean, she knew it was wrong. She could have tried to, you know, marry and move on. But instead, it feels like she was just waiting for him to get divorced.
Well, I don't know. They had a chance meeting at a funeral, and they admitted their love for each other. Neither one was attached, and now they know they're not going to have kids. I just kind of feel like cousins are off limits. But if you're her and you've never been happy before, now you are.
What did Eric say?
He threw his hands up. Eric says,
"Oh gosh,
I don't know, man. This is a new one on me. I don't know.
This is too serious for me.
I don't know what to do." Colton, you're talking about marrying your cousin, first cousin. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, Chris Kelly, remember, the heart wants what it wants.
Heart wants what it wants. I mean, it really does. Yeah. I've always said that. The heart wants what it wants.
Doesn't make it right, though.
I'd be concerned if you got married at 25, you're going to have kids. And that, you don't want that's little mutant babies. You don't want that. They're not. You know, they're not going to even pursue that. So it would just be they'd be together.
The argument, the heart wants what it wants. It's a slippery slope, and you need to be careful about throwing it around.
God, I say that all the time.
Because there are people that would argue the heart wants children, you know, like wants a relationship with a child.
It's a great point. Great point, Rachel.
Imagine having to explain this to your children.
They could just keep it quiet and keep it secret for 20 years.
Probably be the best thing to do.
Boy, but then you're not living your truth, and you're not.
Sometimes you don't need to live your truth.
But your happiness.
Living your truth is overrated.
But don't you want to show. But next time there's a wedding. Wait a minute. Next time there. Don't you want to show up with your date? You know, you don't want to have to pretend and then
they'll sit on the same side of the aisle.
Well, yeah. But then you got to meet later at a hotel for a clandestine hookup.
Look, we've really oversold the heart living wants what truth. It wants and living your truth. We're now anytime somebody does something, it's like, live your truth.
You know,
we should live in shame. Shame, shame, shame.
Look what it's done for you.
It works.
Works beautifully.
No one wants to live my truth.
No, of course not.